I did your little idea of procrastination has not left my mind. It has been driving me fucking crazy. But it's also, of all the coaches that I've followed, I mean, I haven't really followed them, but all the stuff that I've read, I've never really actually taken action. You know, like I've always told you, I told you that I kind of pulled away the second I realized how evil the PUA world, the pickup world is. I pulled away and I haven't been in it. Well, this last week, I started doing my homework every day, and just in this last week, oh yeah, oh my God, it's ridiculous, it's ridiculous. I've had one of the best weeks I've had in such a long time, and I've just met so many people, I've talked to so many people, it's ridiculous. And yesterday, I chose not to talk to someone. It was a perfect opportunity, and I did it on purpose. I was walking, I was in the pet store, basically I was with a friend, and I was talking to him about similar kind of stuff, and we were walking around town, and he's very much like me. He's about bettering himself, and he's very intellectual, and he has lots of ideas and passions, and he has the same issue. He likes to talk to people, and he loves to meet people, but he walks around London in his own little world, and he loves to talk to people in certain circumstances. So I was explaining to him about how many opportunities there are, like, fuck, we've got such an amazing city. I just started doing examples, like stopping people and just saying, hey, or like asking a question of whatever I saw. He was amazed. He was like, oh my God, it's that easy. It's just, and we weren't even talking about people. We weren't even talking about women, just talking about people and how many opportunities there were. And so we walked into the pet store, and we were looking at cats, and there was a woman next to us. It was this old French lady. She was maybe about 50 years old. And she was talking, and she was looking at the cat, and she was poking the window saying, oh, hello, little kitty. And I wanted to ask her a question. Yeah. And I said to myself, no, don't. Just wait and notice this feeling. And the feeling is what I've always been doing. It's I see someone, and I want to talk to them, but I don't. And what I realized yesterday when I on purpose didn't do it, I was like, wow, all that time I was procrastinating. And you're so right, it's something I have to do. There's a person right there and I'm interested. The only thing I can do is to talk to them. I have to do it. I have to talk to them. I just realized it's fucking procrastination. And I use that as an example just to remind myself of that was what you were doing all that time. And so then I started talking to her. And it was brilliant. We just had a long conversation about cats and then where I used to live in Australia and that she's from France. And it's just so easy. It's so easy. I can't believe it. I can't thank you enough. It was just...
It's amazing, man. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I've just been talking to so many people. It's brilliant. I feel like London is exciting again. really, really, thank you. It's been fun. It's been really fun. I can tell you about every single person I've met, and I won't, but yeah, just know that I've been doing my homework, and it's very good.